Aber was ich noch erzählen wollte, meine Nichte kämpft sich ja ganz schön das Studium. Semesterbeitrag, Laptop, Bücher, Software, Handy, Internet. Ey, so ein Master ist echt teuer.
Ach, sag ihr, sie kann sich das zurückholen.
Ja, du meinst von der Steuer absetzen, ne? Aber sie verdient ja nicht.
Egal, Zauberwort Verlustvortrag. Macht sie ganz einfach mit Wieso Steuer. Und wenn sie dann arbeitet, heißt es Katsching.
Das geht?
Safe, Wieso Steuer.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück.
Jetzt kostenlos ausprobieren.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Look who's here.
I know, she lives in my house.
Does she really?
We clean.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
No, here's what. I give her $100, right?
Yeah.
I go, just do this. $100. Just do this little small laundry.
Yeah.
Stays in there for 24 hours in the dryer.
Oh my God.
Right? And then I go, you're not going to fold it? She goes,
I folded it right away.
I know. After I said something, for $100, what do you have to do in the Philippines to make that?
Yeah, what do you have to do in the Philippines for $100?
That's a lot.
Well, you have to be the fastest tree climber in the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's 100 American dollars? How many?
That's 5,000 pesos.
What can you get for 5,000 pesos in the Philippines?
Buy a whole village. I think.
Property, everything.
What can you really buy? Seriously, like, what does 5,000 pesos get you?
An iPhone?
Instead of pesos, like, it's.
No.
iPhone is more expensive.
Yeah, it's like 100,000.
Are your iPhones made out of coconut shells?
Yeah.
Like, how do they get all those components in there?
Yeah. It's breaking off.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
But remember, you can buy a lot of clothes.
Shoes.
But you'd have to work how long to get 5,000 pesos, do you think?
I think...
2 days.
No.
More.
Yeah.
Like a week.
God.
So 1 hour laundry.
Look at this. This says the average daily pay in the Philippines varies by region, but the minimum wage for non-agricultural workers... in Metro Manila is 645 pesos, and he gave you 5,000 pesos.
Yeah. And so when I say do the laundry, does it mean just leave it in the dryer? I want to understand the language. You know what I mean? If I'm being direct, I don't know. Do I have to be specific?
Yeah, because you were like, oh, can you do the laundry? I thought you just meant just put it in the laundry.
That's only one half of the laundry.
I know.
That's just one half.
The hard part is folding it.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm paying you for. What?
I had fun folding it.
You like folding.
I like folding.
Yeah. But I had to ask you the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The average monthly salary for a housekeeper, what you're asking her to do in the Philippines, is around 14,000 pesos. So you got one third of a month pay in one day.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you,
it's too much.
It's too much.
I think I'm paying too much.
You are.
Yeah.
Why don't you pay them in pesos? Can you do that?
Yeah. Mexican pesos.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, is it the same thing?
No.
If I got pesos in Mexico, can I spend it in the Philippines?
They'd take anything down there, I'm sure.
Yeah. Let's introduce
our guests now that we've just berated them for 5 minutes.
Well, we got Jules.
The old school Rudy Jules is back.
Back, you know what I mean? And then we have her little sister, Issa.
Issa.
Izzy. Like,
Izzy, how old are you now?
I'm 17.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's Rudy when we started.
We started when Rudy was 17.
Yeah. And you were a little nervous before. Are you nervous now?
No, I'm okay.
Because you know us now.
No.
You don't know him.
I've met him like 4 times.
That's enough times.
I know, but are you still, be honest with me, because he's a lot.
Are you scared of him?
Are you scared of Andrew a little bit?
No.
Yeah. why won't you lock eyes with Andrew? Lock eyes with him.
She's not.
I know. Dude, but the way you look eyes with me. I'd say I have to turn over.
You're like a dog.
Yeah. My asshole trembles, dude. It does. And it goes, puck, puck. You know what I mean? The inside of my butthole comes out a little bit.
Puck, puck, puck,
it's my body going, no.
What?
You know what I mean?
The hat a little bit high.
Uh-oh.
Pull the hat a little high.
Yeah. Dude. Do what you do, dude. Do what you do, dude. Yeah, exactly. Do what you do, dude. That was out of pocket, bro. Yeah.
Dude, I gave him this gift and he's talking to me. Give me the shirt back. Now.
I'm going to do it too.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm protecting the equipment.
Take it off!
Come on.
Oh my God.
I feel better now.
Illegal.
That's a warning!
It's a warning, dude.
God, dude, God he ruins dude. The show!
You ruin it, dude. You put us in bad moods, bro.
Why do you do that?
Yeah, you put us against a wall. We have to fight our way out. Yeah.
But you know what you guys are right now?
What?
You guys are Simon and Theodore.
Who's that?
Oh my God.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Oh my gosh. No, Alvin and Theodore.
Oh, yeah. Alvin and Theodore.
Alvin and Theodore.
That's what we are?
Yeah, that's us.
Are they the bullies?
Are they the bully?
Back up, dude. Keep it up, dude.
We bought you gifts.
Yeah.
By the way, you know what he texted me? Because I have to do a read for my show, and I said, oh, okay, we can do it after, or we can do it before bed. And he's like, come to the studio at 6:00. And then I hit him, and I said, I can't make it at 6:00. I'm meeting up with you. And then he says in the text, he goes, I'm already here, but fine.
I almost got up. No, stop. I almost got up. Oh my God. Fine.
He's gotten so, Carlos, say it though. He's gotten way too much lately, and it's going to his head. I can tell.
Is the stars on your face a fashion statement?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is for pimples, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you don't look like you have any pimples. Are there pimples under there, or is this to look cool?
Yeah, there are pimples.
This has got to be a thing to look cool now, too.
Yeah, you wear them sometimes.
No, I
wear them when they're bad. Under the skinnies. You know,
dude, I had a deep one when you knew it was going to be a fucking volcano.
Yeah.
It was Pompeii, bro.
Did it explode?
No, but for 5 days, I just kept putting those fucking stickers on.
All right, Izzy, what's been going on with you in your life?
It's been fine. My school just ended like 2 months ago.
So what are you doing now? Now it's summer for you.
Like before I went here, I was doing nothing.
What are you going to do here while you're in LA?
Not do laundry.
Sounds like not.
Yeah.
We're just having fun. We've been going out like almost every single day.
Yeah. Where are you going? Where do you go out?
I say something?
Okay.
The other day I go, you guys are going to go do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, can I go? And they go, no.
Why don't you take him?
Because he was making it awkward. I said, oh, we're going to get coffee. And then he started smiling.
He likes coffee.
Dude, say coffee to me.
Hey, do you want to get coffee? Oh, let's go. Oh, my God. How fun.
Automatic reaction.
He's
dude.
Excited.
I love coffee.
I told him you can come. But then he was like,
no.
He started laughing and making it weird.
No.
And I was like, maybe
you made it weird.
Then.
No,
because when we were there, you weren't even there. We were waiting for you. We're like, where's Tito Bobby?
I told you I wasn't going to go because of the reaction of you guys.
No.
Yeah,
then
you
said you would go, and then you said that if I see you, I won't even talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's normal. Ignore.
That's normal. That's called not, a joke.
Yeah,
dude.
He's just joking around.
I'm just joking around, dude.
The fact that you wouldn't bring Tito Bobby for coffee kind of breaks my heart a little bit.
It breaks my heart. It
makes me think that your Jules is a little too... Her head's gotten a little too big.
Above it.
No. Yeah, she's above it.
Yeah.
She's, yeah.
You graduated.
And she's getting like that too now. She's going to start soaking up that.
Oh, she's going to be the worst.
Yeah. See, look at that. Yeah.
I can already tell. Your attitude, even as a kid, you were fucking too much attitude. Yeah. You went through your phases, huh? Remember you went through your emo phase?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm going to dye my hair. Yeah, I'm going to dye my hair and be all sad and cut myself.
What color did you dye your hair?
I dyed my hair pink.
That's not that bad. Is that you? There you are.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Is that you?
No.
Okay.
But they all look the same.
Every emo kid looks exactly the same. Are you through? What phase are you in now?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Chill.
Are you chill?
I'm chill.
Yeah.
I know a new word.
I want to learn about what the kids are saying.
She's skibbity.
Oh,
you're so skibbity.
Skibbity.
Skibbity doo da, skibbity day. Why oh why, wonderful skib.
Very good.
I don't know.
Skibbity slang term.
Skibbity, what does it mean?
YouTube videos, a filler word like cool, bad, or dumb. So it means everything and nothing.
All right, let me see if I can use it in a sentence.
Yeah.
Yo, man, did you poo poo on your face?
This?
Yeah.
No, this isn't poo. This is just, it's just a little bit of sunscreen.
Oh, you're being skibbit. You have to say yes. You have to yes and it. Why? Oh, you don't know improv? You have to yes and the fucking thing, dude.
Why do I have poo on my face in this bit?
It's a sketch improv scenario.
You could ask me anything. Are you hungry? I would have said yes. You said, do I poop on my
face? Because I was trying to make it foolish. Like,
ask me again.
Yeah.
Ask me again.
God, man.
Sorry, ask me again.
Anyway.
Do it again.
Hey, man, you got...
No, do the same thing again.
You got chunky poo on your... Peanut poo on your face.
I do?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Do it again. Do You're doing it again, dude.
Give me
it's
again.
Anti-comedy what
I'll
you're doing.
Do it.
All right.
All right.
Yo, man, what a party.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You have poo on your face.
Yeah, I do,
you have
man.
Skibbity poo all over your face.
Yeah, I'm being skibbity.
You're skibbitying right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sick, dog.
I mean, we How went all it? That way to get to there.
I know. I just had to foil the bit.
Okay.
How do you, what does skibbity mean?
I have never said that word.
Yeah.
But what you know some, what it is? Mm-hmm. You've seen it on the internet.
What's some terms? We want to learn terms. What do Filipino kids say?
You can say boang.
Boang.
What does boang mean?
No, it has to be harder. Boang.
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 What does it mean now?
Crazy.
What?
Crazy.
You're being boang right now.
Bo. You climb that tree too
fast. Bo.
You're being boang.
You guys are using it right though.
Boang.
Exactly.
Because
we're smart.
It's like somebody chokes you. Boang.
Yeah.
Boang. Sounds like a chicken. Mm.
Sounds like a nut disease.
Boang.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir, but you have boang. I go, right. Really? On both? Anyway.
Give us more terms. What are the Filipino kids saying right now?
Like your age is.
My age?
Yeah.
Oh, giatay.
Giatay.
Oh, God, let me guess what that means.
Okay.
Giatay.
Stinky feet.
No, let me get, no.
Oh,
oh you're swimming in a bog.
Poo on your face.
No.
You're swimming in a bog.
Yeah. How come you, whenever I say a suggestion, you bury me with fucking poo on the face?
I'm sorry.
What is going on with you today?
That's our relationship.
I know.
All right, go.
Yeah, yeah. I just threw it out that it wasn't good what I said, right? But I'm just guessing.
What is it? Say the word again.
Giatay.
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 Giatay. Grandma, did you make some giatay?
Oh, it's a good dish.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's the thing.
No, it sounds good.
Yeah, really?
Giatay.
Yeah, how come you're walking so slow?
Oh, my giatay hurts.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
What is it?
Yeah.
It means shit.
Oh.
We were close.
Pretty close.
You got giatay on your face.
Yeah, I got giatay on my face. Yeah.
But it's more like, oh, shit. Like, oh, I just did something.
Oh, I stepped on a nail. Oh, giatay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Giatay.
Oh.
Giatay what?
Giatay oi.
What's that mean?
It's just an expression.
We're learning everything new. I like it.
Give us more. Yeah.
Give us more.
Also, you like Sublime? I just noticed that.
Yeah.
You like them?
Uh-huh.
You know they're playing again.
Yeah.
His son is playing.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
No.
She doesn't even know.
Do you know the songs or?
Yeah, some.
Okay.
Give us one.
I don't know, Santeria or something.
Sing it. Yeah. I don't know it.
No!
We don't know it. We don't know.
You have to say, I don't know anything about it. So it was before my time.
Way before my time.
Yeah. I'm more into, you know what I mean, Bach.
Like it's before your time.
You know,
no,
Bach.
No, you're not. Yo, you're Beethoven.
Satie.
Yeah.
Debussy.
Ludwig.
Yeah. Go ahead. There's the lyrics.
No,
there it is. He brought them up.
Yeah.
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I'd spend it all.
Jules, next line.
Go.
If I could find that Helena.
Wow.
And that Sancho that she's found.
Sancho.
Well, I'd pop a cap in Sancho.
Sancho.
Yeah.
And I'd slap her down.
What did Sancho? What
her down.
Down.
Come on.
What did Sancho do? For you to put a cap in him.
Well, let me tell you something. Sancho is her new lover.
That's his ex's
lover.
I don't know. I don't know the lyrics. Okay.
Also, you know what bothered me about this song forever?
What?
Go up there. He says, I don't practice Santeria. Santeria is basically, it's card reading, tarot reading. It's the same thing. I don't have a crystal ball.
Okay.
Got it. Well, I had $1 million, right?
Uh-huh.
But I'd spend it all. So he said he had it. Then he said if he did have it, he
well,
would
spend a Santeria is $600,000,
oh.
Right? Yeah, and a crystal ball, a high end one, $400,000. So $1 million.
That's $1 million.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what it is.
That all adds up.
Yeah. If you want high end, when I get it, I get high end. I get it from Gandalf.
Yeah, this one. Right
I get
there.
My crystal ball from Gandalf.
No, you get your crystal ball from Andrika.
Yeah, Andrika.
Because Andrika's right. Through on the show.
And a Santeria, I get it black market.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm getting everything on,
from a black person.
I get it on the white market.
You do? Yeah. You play retail.
I like the white market.
Yeah.
I'd prefer the white market.
Can you buy Santerias in Philippines?
Yeah.
Are okay. There palm tarot readers in the Philippines? Palm
yeah,
readers?
Real ones.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, real ones?
Like, they're legit.
We have real ones here?
No. I think they have the legit ones.
We have them too, dude. We have them on Ventura. There's like three of them.
No, they have scars on their faces. They have the whole
thing. Oh, scary ones.
Yeah.
Filipino. Oh, that one's real.
Look at that. Oh my! And look at the fucking cards above. Just black figures like that? What does that mean?
One day you'll be black.
No. Jay-Z, Latifah.
And like my aunt did a reading, and then this old lady, like she did like read her palms. And then the old lady was like, oh, you're being followed by this capre who wants to fuck you.
What's a capre?
What's a capre?
It's like a gorilla slash.
Carlos is a capre. Is Carlos a capre?
Yeah, he smokes. Capre smokes a lot.
Yeah, but they live
like in the trees.
Capre.
Yeah.
If you weren't in the States, you'd be capre for sure. Capre. King Capre.
So wait, a capre was following her, trying to attack her.
Fuck her, because like the capre is like obsessed with her. That's
wow.
what the
wow.
And did she ever? Did the capre ever get her?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Well, then the old lady was like, "You have to get out of town because this is like."
Okay.
That is Carlos.
That's a capre, dude. Yeah. Wow, dude. Oh my god. Dude, coppers are cool, bro.
That's so rad.
Yeah, he has an old school. Oh, there's another one.
But it looks
doing
like
karaoke.
That.
Oh no, he's blowing.
That's definitely Carlos.
That's Carlos.
Look at his hairline.
Yeah, that's a copper, dude. Yeah, wow, dude.
That's 100% Carlos.
That's copper. Give
it
me
looks
more copper.
Like that.
Oh right, that's wow. Yeah, that's a fuck.
Have you guys ever seen a copper around the Philippines?
But I know, but I saw the shadow of one.
Oh, I got a shadow of copper. Yeah. It could have been a monkey, but...
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, what's the difference between monkey shadow and copper shadow?
Copper is bigger. They're like huge.
Look, it's the size of a tree.
Oh,
look
wow.
at that guy. Look at the second photo that you brought up. Second one. He's sitting in a tree. I mean, look at that big naked guy in the
yeah,
tree.
Yeah, yeah. You would be able to spot a copper.
Why is he balding?
Yeah.
Why is the copper balding?
I don't know.
Yeah. And what is he blowing on?
He's smoking.
That's...
Oh, okay.
Wait, they smoke? They sit in the trees and they smoke?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I would do that.
This is 100% you.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to do that forever.
Can we get that on a shirt?
Are there good capres out there? Like, hey, I know, you know I'm going to invite a friend to this party.
Right.
Like, hey, dude, Andrew.
Yeah.
I have a friend.
Who is it?
It's a capre.
You want him to come to my house?
Yeah.
What is he bringing?
You have trees at your house?
Yeah, my whole front yard is filled with trees.
Yeah, he'll be up there.
Okay. All night?
All night long. Yeah, yeah.
You want to come inside, man? Sitting in the trees
the whole party. Yeah.
So this woman got chased by the capre or it never happened.
You would come inside.
I mean, this is insane.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's a little Filipino kid with one.
Yeah. Can you train to be a capre? I mean, like if I was born in the Philippines.
You're supposed to be born, not trained to be a capre.
What do you mean? How do I be born to be from another capre?
He's not allowed to dream?
Yeah.
You're taking away his
dream. If I was a regular person, I couldn't dream to be a capre. It's like, I want to be a ninja too. Why can't I be a ninja?
Why can't?
No, I mean, you'd have to be big enough.
How big? Give us the details. How big are capres?
Tall, dark figure, reaching up to 10 feet in height. That's pretty tall.
They look like Michael Yeoh then.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
They're trickster figures who play pranks.
Oh. But they don't kill.
I've heard they kill.
Really?
Go down, go show more. Let me see if they do kill.
Yeah.
Capres are said-
appearance first.
Well, appearance says a capre is described as tall, dark figure, sometimes reaching up to 10 feet in height. Depicted hairy humanoid with long legs. Capres are said to dwell in large trees, bamboo, mangoes, belete trees. They're also seen under these in paths and forest. Mischievous, playing pranks on people, make you lose your way in the forest, and then all your shit disappears.
Over here.
Oh, here.
Right?
You love this. They have the power to remain invisible.
Oh, that's why you can't see them.
Children or people with a special third eye can see them.
Oh.
Wow.
You have third eyes?
I think so.
Yeah. I feel like it's something that you would know.
Yeah, I think you'd know by now.
Yeah.
Like a tail. Like you'd know if you
would
a tail.
Know if you had a,
if you have
a
third eye, you'd know.
Yeah. Can you really see aberrations and ghostly things?
Not spiritual? Right now, but when I was younger and when I was living in the Philippines, in our old house, I saw like an old lady like just floating.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my mom that and she was just like, oh, that's just nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's a capre whore.
Capre whore. And there's
you know what?
What?
She can also feel if there's anything around a space and there's nothing in your house, so that's good.
Well, okay.
There's nothing in
his
house.
Wait. Jules, you know this about your sister. She can feel what's in her space.
No, like if there's anything in the
space. Any entity in the space. Uh-huh. So in my house, there's no entity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because my entity is stronger.
You seanced it, didn't you?
I seanced it out.
Yeah,
it's yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's your entity?
His name is Dave.
You guys don't know him?
You don't know Dave?
No, I've never seen
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's there. Mm. Yeah, he's better than Copra.
I want you what to come is, over.
I don't think
I want you to come over and see if something is in my house. Now I think maybe I have an entity.
She has it. She has the ability.
Because I'm telling you, some nights yeah. when I go take the dog out to piss, I'll walk down the stairs and the dog and I will be walking. This happened twice. We'll be walking down the stairs to go outside and we walk down the stairs and we get to like the bottom to turn the corner and she'll stop and I'll stop. And I'll kind of, and I'll like feel, it feels really weird. And the dog will kind of stop and look inside the front room and then she'll quietly move back to the door. But I can feel something is different. It's very strange. It's happened to me twice now.
You know what happened to me, right?
What?
When I was in Oklahoma City, this native guy picks me up because I was doing that movie. Mm. And he goes, my friend, you have a spirit.
Following you?
Yeah, following you. And I go, because earlier that day, I saw a lamp in my hotel room, but I saw something flash to my right, like a black figure. And I kept seeing, I called Kalila actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember? Yeah, yeah. I called Kalila and I go, I literally think that there's a spirit. And then he goes, you must get sage. So I bought sage.
Did it help?
No.
No.
Yeah, yeah. But he disappeared eventually.
Wait, no. So how did you make it go away?
Because I'm dating a witch.
Oh.
That's why I think I'm dating a witch.
Because you want all that shit gone.
Yes.
Does she sage you?
Yeah, she shaged me out, dude.
Shaged?
Yeah.
So there's this Reddit story. I forgot exactly how it went, but basically it was this guy. He was talking about how he lives a really good life. He has a wife and kids and stuff. But then he looks at the lamp on this like the corner of his room, and then it starts to look weird. And then just everything that he knew just disappears.
His family disappeared. His wife, his kids.
It was all like
in his illusion. Head. It is an illusion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he lived through it.
Mm-hmm. He lived through it.
Yeah. Having family,
right?
Having kids,
and then it's like the inner light. Then, you have no idea what you're talking about. But he still pointed. Still pointed at me like he knew what I was talking about. That was amazing. He goes, "Oh yeah."
Shopify.
We have an online business here at Bad Friends, and we only use Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started.
That's right. Like this brand, we're baby compared to all these other ones.
Exactly.
We sell a bunch of different merch for you guys. And you know what? They help so much. You want to boost sales with 99.99% uptime and the best converting checkout on the planet. You'll never miss a sale again with Shopify. And if you're looking for your business to grow, you got to use Shopify.
Shopify makes the marketing minefield easy with built-in tools for running social media and email campaigns so you can find new customers and keep them. In person, more your thing? Shopify's award-winning point of sale connects your online and offline sales all in one place.
That's right. And if you're keen to start selling globally, Shopify helps you sell in over 150 countries. We didn't even know there was that many. Tackling everything from translations to global shipping, all with Shopify. Turn those what-ifs into cha-ching,
cha-ching
and keep giving those big dreams the best shot with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/badfriends.
Go to shopify.com/badfriends. That's shopify.com/badfriends.
Gemini.
Andrew,
yeah.
I use my credit card a lot.
I know you do.
But struggle with choosing the right credit card. Which one's the best one for what?
Mm-hmm.
Some points work here, not there. And where are my points even worth?
That's right. And today's podcast is sponsored by Gemini Credit Card, the only instant crypto reward credit card. We love this card. You're not trying to time the markets. You invest while you spend. You're going to get 3% back on dining, 2% on groceries, and 1% on everything else, plus 4% back on gas and transportation, up to $300 a month.
And the best part, the rewards are instant, so you benefit from any price appreciation.
Wow. Bitcoin rewards earned and held for over 1 year on the Gemini credit card have appreciated 176% on average.
Lord.
Pick Bitcoin or 50 plus other cryptos and switch any single time.
This World Elite MasterCard has no annual fee. See rates and fees in the description for more info.
To sign up, go to Gemini.com/badfriends to get $200 in Bitcoin when you spend $3,000 in your first 90 days.
You can see if you pre-qualify with no impact on your credit score.
So click the link in the description or head to Gemini.com/badfriends to apply and start earning crypto instantly.
ZocDoc! Oh my God, my arm hurts from the rollerblade.
Well, look, you fell hard, and I'm telling you, now you can use ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment today.
I mean, I guess we're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more.
That's right. You can filter for doctors who take your insurance, located nearby, and a good fit for any medical need you may have, like a bruised elbow, like Bobby, or bruised tailbone, or bruised ego, even. It doesn't really matter. ZocDoc has all that available. I moved to a new neighborhood, and I got flustered about finding a new doctor, and thanks to ZocDoc, I was able to find one in my area. And by the way, they can happen fast, these appointments, typically within just 24 to 72 hours of booking, and sometimes you can score same-day appointments, which your boy was lucky enough to do.
Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/badfriends to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/badfriends. It's ZocDoc.com/badfriends. Dude.
That was insane, dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Inner Light.
Yeah, so Inner Light is a Star Trek. Next Generation episode.
Do it again.
What?
You know what it's like?
It's like Inner Light.
Yeah. No idea.
So it's you know Adam Egan from the Comedy Store.
Yeah,
he hated Star Trek Next Generation, right? But I told him to watch this episode called Inner Light. It's the second to last episode on season 5.
I feel like you told me about
that. Yeah, I've talked to you about this episode, but it's much like this episode. You know what I mean? Where Jean-Luc Picard lives a complete and utter, full life in 60 years, but only 5 minutes passed.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what that's like? That's like a mushroom trip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's happened to me on a mushroom trip. I've lived like 5 lives.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you ever want to watch the best sci-fi episode of all time, I think that's the best TV episode of a sci-fi show.
I need to watch it.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Where is it on? Is it still on the internet?
Yeah. Can I explain to you the episode or not? Probably not.
No.
Okay, okay.
Nah.
It's like one of my passions, but okay.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, yeah. These girls have energy that...
It's good.
Yeah. It's like the room feels different when they're here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
What does it feel?
I don't know. It feels like...
Chaotic.
It feels chaotic. And Yeah, it feels like fucking like jazz drums.
Yeah. It's like in Sinners. You ever seen Sinners?
Yes.
Did you see it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then why'd you see this? What's wrong with you today?
Dude, the poo face thing, now I'm saying yes to everything.
Oh, I see.
You want me to say yes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I want you to say yes.
Jeez.
Yeah. Do you see Sinners?
Michael B. Jordan is so hot in that movie.
All right.
Which version of him?
Stop with the horny
Both
shit.
Both of them.
What?
Both of them.
Okay. Anyway.
I know. I've heard, because he plays
himself so
twice, right?
He's so hot.
Bring up photos of him without a shirt
His
on.
His arm.
Michael B. Jordan is jacked. He's such a good looking guy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Whoa, whoa, dude.
Jesus Christ. That one's inappropriate.
That's inappropriate, dude. Oh, my God. Imagine. Imagine.
This is Jules wants this chocolate guy.
Yeah.
She's looking for chocolate.
Have you had chocolate?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Would you do this chocolate?
She said last time.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many chocolates would you do? How many bars?
A lot.
Yeah?
A lot.
Okay.
Rudy, now you're single. You can go date chocolate if you want.
I think she's... honestly, can I be honest with you?
Okay, go.
I don't think that's an interest to you.
Dating?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Any time.
I guess.
Yeah.
You dated for a long time, right?
Yeah, I just want to rest. But it's like...
I just want to rest. Like you were jogging.
Years old.
Like she was jogging.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was 23 when I started stand-up, her age. It's
Me
unbelievable.
Too. Same thing.
And when I look at her, I go, I was that young?
It's crazy,
man. Isn't it crazy?
It's fucking crazy.
I was
crazy.
That young.
Yeah, I was 22, 23 when I started.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
We got some submissions.
Oh, so we got BBC submissions.
What's BBC?
Ooh. Big Black Cock.
Okay.
And so what? So we got BBC submissions to date Rudy. So who's this first guy?
Yeah, let's see the first guy.
Let's see the first submission here.
This guy's Sean Harris.
Yeah, he's 28.
Aries.
28, he's an Aries.
What's up, Sean?
Credit score is 720.
That's good.
Business credit 84. Not bad. He's 6 feet tall. He's got a Honda Civic, working on it. He's an artist consultant, lives in Pennsylvania, travels to New York a lot for work. That's neither of those places are here. And Rudy, you're gorgeous. Follow my IG. To the bad friends, love y'all. Keep it up. Okay, so let's see. Go.
First photo.
This guy.
Okay.
All right, well, he's out there. He's smoking weed, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, he raps?
He raps.
Oh, he's handsome.
How do you know from what
his
mouth is?
A microphone covering his whole face.
Yeah.
From eye up. Good. Okay.
What about this?
Cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoking again.
Better with a microphone on, huh?
Yeah.
So this is his Instagram. This is actually one of his one of his songs.
Oh. Oh, here we go.
Damn, Jay, I see you. You ain't had enough. Like I'm the air, I won't hesitate to air.
No, he smokes too much for me.
I think he smokes too much. Let's get a different contestant.
But we do like him. We like him a lot.
Very talented.
You know what my problem with that guy is? Too cool.
Oh, too cool.
Way too cool.
Okay.
Rudy's BBC dream. Next up is, hey fam, not sure how to do this. My credit is 653 and my dick past my belly button soft. I love One Piece. Tell it what up.
Okay.
All right.
Any photos?
No. Oh, there he is.
Yeah. No.
What? How old is he?
He's 52. I can't tell.
Oh, he loves horses.
He has a kid?
Yeah, he's got
Why'd you see the horse first?
I just don't see a lot of black people on horses. Do you? I mean, let's...
Time out.
Do you see... What, dude?
Let me think about it.
Okay, just think about it. I've never seen a black guy on a horse. I've never seen a black guy skydiving.
Or drink coffee.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Okay, next up.
We like him, though.
This is for the girl BBC request, ha ha ha. Her chocolate love, tell her, follow me on Insta.
Yep, here we go, chocolate love.
Can I ask something real fast?
Yeah.
They all put their credit score in there. Do we ask for that?
I think you did ask for it.
Yeah, yeah. You're being protective.
Well, first of all.
Yeah.
Bobby, my friend, you guys are laughing at me. My friend said, I'm being protective. I want to make sure they have a bright future and Jules can be taken care of.
Exactly.
You wanted to be specific.
Yeah. I said what?
You asked about that and the car. That's why they're...
Well, I want to know, okay, does Jules want to date someone who's making less than 5,000 pesos a day?
No.
This is my case in
exactly.
Point. There he is at a mall by a fountain.
Bro, you walk into the... West Covina Mall, and you see that guy sitting on that fountain, dude, what would you do?
Run away.
No, you wouldn't. You're like, let's get an acai bowl together or whatever.
Go back to the mall photo real fast. I got to tell you the truth.
Look at those lips.
Nice lips. Big lips.
I'm telling you, my guess is he is on break at the kiosk he works at and took that photo. That's a guess.
What kiosk is it?
They probably...
Wait. Look at me right now, dude.
No.
What? Yes. What kiosk is it?
I think they fix iPhones.
Okay, good. Good.
Mm-hmm. Very nice good. Tattoos, though. I just feel like he loves himself too much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Tattoos on the face.
Do you like tattoos on the face? You do.
Wow.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
But I feel like the title alone was just like, oh, BBC request, ha ha.
Yeah. You don't like the ha-ha part.
Like
I understand. You know what?
And he's half naked in the parking lot.
Yeah. You, as a sister, you wouldn't approve.
I wouldn't approve.
Okay, I get that.
I get it.
Moving on. And very smart.
Very smart.
The ha-ha does throw you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Chance to meet Rudy. Hey, guys.
He's white.
Yeah, but can we mix it? Can we mix it up a little bit?
You can't have BBC and be
black. He might have a big black dick. I don't know.
I may not have a BBC. All right.
All right.
Being white and all, but I'm 32. I think Rudy would have fun with me. My credit score is in the 700s. I drive a Lexus ES350, and I have a cruiser motorcycle. Well, let me stop you right there, pal. We're not letting our kid get on motorcycles.
Can we look at the photo? What if he has a WBC?
Let me see.
A white black hawk.
Let's see. Let's see if he has a white black hawk.
Yeah. Zoom in. Oh my God, James Dean,
it's like
dude!
A screenshot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a screenshot. Next.
Give me next photo. Oh, so you're interested? Nice man.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Right? You can imagine him saying that.
By the way, that definitely is a Thanksgiving photo.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the cruiser motorcycle.
Hey.
All right. We're gonna unfortunately pass.
We're gonna pass on that.
Gonna pass for Rudy's love. This next guy is 25'6'1 black guy. I love how he just wrote, I'm 25'6'1 black guy, 690 credit score with a 2016 Mustang GT. He's in North Carolina. He's in school to be a doctor.
Ooh.
A doctor, wait for it, in physical therapy. All right, okay. So it's not, it's a doctor.
What do you think he's leaning toward, doctor or physical therapy?
It's physical therapy. Okay. Is this him?
Yeah.
My man.
Listen.
I need PT, so maybe we can hook this up. He's a child of God. That is good to know.
That's really good.
There he is on Main Street, just doing his thing.
He's doing his thing, this guy, dude.
Dude, that go to the slide before. It was literally just like seconds before. Go one more. It was just like, this is like all the same day.
Zoom in. What do you think he's doing there?
Bro.
What do you think?
It's just, it's like, this is like moments later he took these photos.
People my age post stuff like this.
Like seconds later you took the same
photo? But go back to that photo, the first one.
It's like a slide of time. It's a, Andrew, it's a Andrew, chronological order.
What is he looking for on the ground there?
You tell me, bud.
No, bud. I'm laying it up to you.
No, bud.
What are he's looking for on the ground?
You tell me.
No, you tell me, my friend.
You tell me.
No, he dropped his keys.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what's down there?
I don't know.
Hmm. But do we like this guy?
He's okay, but all his pictures is like of his back.
He likes his back.
He has a great back, dude.
Kid's got a good back.
Look at that.
And he always has scripture on his back.
Yeah.
I have a classmate who dresses like this.
What do you mean you have a guy? What did you mean by that?
I have a guy classmate who dresses like that.
This guy loves words on a shirt.
And this guy, what kind of shirts does he wear, your guy classmate?
The ones with the words on your back.
What does the word say, Issa?
I don't know. I forgot. I don't look at this guy all the time.
Okay.
I got to tell you, though, I like this guy. That last shirt he just had, I really liked.
What's the last shirt?
What did it say? It's a dear person behind me. The world is a better place with you in it.
Aww.
I like that kind of stuff. We like that kind of stuff. That means his heart is good.
Yeah.
You know?
But you don't like him, do you?
I'm not vibing.
Okay.
Him. Okay.
Move on. No vibe. All right. I'm from Canada. I was just there. Maybe I can get a date with Rudy. He's in Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay. I'd rather date the dog. I'd rather date the dog.
So...
Ooh!
What the fuck is that?
That's Josh. He's half black,
ooh,
half native. Find and go up.
Whoa! That's the guy, dude.
Wow!
Look at him. Look at. Oh my god!
No, wait a minute!
Wait a minute!
Does he do stand up? Is that what that is?
He can't memorize his jokes. He's reading it off his phone.
Wait, go down to the next one.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay,
that's
where's his Instagram?
He didn't leave it.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, Rudy, we might have to put the brakes on that.
Yeah.
We might have to put the brakes on that. Yeah,
he's a long face.
Why the long face?
Yeah, quite a long face. Anything else?
Nothing. Well, we have other applications.
Yeah, please. More, please.
This is Gary Nelson.
Okay, first of all, that's not a black guy. Gary?
I bet he is.
Find out if Jules would be up for 2BWC.
Big white big cock.
Yeah, that's a white guy.
Yeah, okay, let's look.
Send a video, you said to Gary. Haha. Here you go, bud.
This is like a video of him jerking off.
It fucking better not be.
It better not be, or I'll get angry.
Hey, bad friends, family. The reason I think I'd be a good match for Rudy is I'm obsessed with One Piece. I love how gross she is. I love how she doesn't have a filter. We're both on the spectrum, most likely. I have a fat dog.
Aww.
And a fat cat over there eating some food. And I've got a big white dick.
Well, hold on.
I
we're the parents.
Yeah. That's first of all.
I'm all in.
First of all.
I'm all in as a parent.
I only have one big fear.
What?
Go back to it and don't play it. Just, oh, yeah, okay.
Push pause.
Pause. Now, like, scan to when he scans the room. Okay, ready?
Yeah, let's look at the background.
Okay, up when he goes back up again there.
Stop,
okay,
pause.
Stop.
Okay. What is
this
going on back here?
This is a basement.
Dude, you're right.
And that is scary to me.
And let me say something. Who lives above? Parents.
Parents. Mom and dad.
Yeah, mom and dad.
Now, the only thing that would give that away to this is not a basement in a weird turn of events is that is a doggy door. It'd be weird to have a doggy door in the basement, but I will say...
For the cat.
What?
It's for the cat. He can run.
No, you're...
You know what? I don't think it is a basement. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what he said, but I'm all in. Okay. I don't know what he said, but I'm all in.
Door. He has a cat and dog too.
Sorry about that, girl.
No, that was understandable.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're
a regular.
You're a regular.
You're a regular.
He said that was understandable.
Because you were like, oh, that's a doggy door. And he was like, oh, it's for cats.
Right.
Exactly, dude. You get it. The Philippines, you understand.
Mm-hmm. Broke my fucking headphones. Throwing down too hard. Okay, let me tell you something.
Yeah, here we go.
Co-
cut it out.
Cut it out.
Cut it the fuck out.
Yeah.
We're trying to do an investigation here for Rudy's sake.
Cat? Why didn't you say squirrel?
Yeah.
That's a hamster door.
Yeah, hamster door. I mean, come on, guy.
That's a door for
hamster. All the fucking species.
So tell me, is this guy of interest?
I like that he has a cat and a dog.
And a yes. fat dog. Fat a dog fat is cool. Dog.
Fat dick?
Fat dick.
Fat dick too.
Okay, yeah, yeah. All right. Sweetheart, okay. Sweetheart.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry, honey.
Okay, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My mom.
What?
Huh?
My mom.
I am.
She is. Oh,
hello.
That's so obvious. Yeah, she's your mom. Go to the next applicant, yeah, yeah. Please. Well, we'll put him on hold.
Okay, who's this next guy coming over?
He didn't even
what?
Say anything.
So, we're going to meet Zach.
Oh, I'd love to.
Honey. Honey.
Yeah, yeah, sweetheart.
We're going to meet Zach.
All right.
Yeah, I hope Jules picks right. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Pause.
What are we, in Gaza? Why can't I say that?
He can. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Don't judge me. I watched your shows in the shower. I don't touch myself to...
He's naked.
Yeah.
To Bobby in the shower. I just watch your shows in the shower. Anyways, Rudy, yeah, 100%. 100%, yo. Honestly, we want her on the BBC side. I've talked to a few of the BBC community members.
She's English.
And we were thinking, like, Rudy Jules, like, she'd be a great part of the community. Let's just exclude Bobby from this conversation for just a second.
You know, wait, stop. Push pause. Hey, guy. What's your obsession with me?
I mentioned you three times.
I know. There's some sexual tension between me.
I think he wants you.
Yeah. I don't think it's about you. I think it's about me. Yeah. And no thank you, dude.
I think you should get with him. He's really funny. And I like how he's like kind of nervous to talk about my sister.
You think he's funny?
Yeah, he's kind of funny.
He's trying to be funny.
No, yeah. He's funny.
God, the humor now. The level of humor in the youth.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next guy.
Next one, please.
I don't think we can have you get that guy.
Zach. Hi, Zach.
We liked him, though. Zach, we love you, Zach. We love you, Zach.
You're handsome, Zach.
This guy has a 2022 Chevy Camaro. He put that in the subject line. Hope Rudy likes my car. If not, please show it on the next episode.
Oh, his photo is going to be bad, I think.
It's a video, I think, yeah? Jamal.
I hate car guys.
Yeah. Already. Oh, another back. Okay. Oh, you can do that. You can do a figure eight on the freeway.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I know you want a BBC. I'm the next best thing. Big brown weenie. Ah, a BBW. Big brown weenie. I'm trying to fall in love with Rudy. I'm 26 years old, and I live in East LA. Okay, this one's finally in Los Angeles.
Oh, dude.
Whoa.
Honey, I really like him.
You like him?
Yeah.
He's spicy.
What? Well, zoom in. To his face.
He's flicking off the camera.
Oh, now he's, I don't know, his attitude's a little aggressive.
Tough. Yeah.
Is there another photo?
He sent a video, but it's just like him at a party.
Let's see.
We love to see party people party.
We love to see parties.
I'm going to see how he parties.
You like to see him party, sweetheart?
Yeah. If he parties hard, there he is. Oh, shit.
Oh, he's got good.
It's like an anime party.
He's got good friends.
Good friend. Look at him.
I actually think this is a smart move. He's showing you that he has fun people around him.
Ooh,
a girl is sitting on a fridge. I think this is actually very intelligent.
Let me see the girl on the fridge.
And it's a girl on a counter.
So cute.
Counter.
Yeah, look at her. Yeah. He's so scared.
No, she's so cute.
Okay.
That guy.
Look at the Groucho's at the party. From Sesame Street.
Everybody's here.
Everyone's here. Grover. Bernie, Ernie, everybody. Look at this guy. A young, what's his name?
How come there wasn't a Mexican character on Sesame Street?
Groucho.
Who the fuck is Groucho?
Oscar the Groucho.
Oscar, I mean Oscar.
Groucho. Hey, Groucho.
Yeah, Oscar, I mean, yeah.
Oscar, so...
Who's Groucho?
Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx?
Oh.
Marx Brothers?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Wait a minute. So Oscar wasn't Latin? He wasn't Mexican?
Okay, think about... Play Oscar and let's just close our eyes and see what he is. Just close your eyes. Okay, visually, what is he?
Mexican.
Why do you say that?
You Spanish oppressive piece of shit.
Why do you say that, you oppressor?
It just has good style.
Okay, nice try, pig.
Yeah, nice fucking
Let's
try.
Do a video so I can hear what he sounds like.
I forgot what he sounds like.
This is over with.
Okay, well, Oscar, thank you for coming to the LA Times to answer our very important questions.
You're not welcome.
Okay, I already know.
Hmm.
A fentanyl white.
Fenty White.
Yeah, yeah.
Fenty White.
Right, a Fenty White.
You know, what do you think he is, girls?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. White.
Yeah.
Okay.
Play it right there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Years that I'm quite fond of. But a grouch's motto is, your next piece of trash could be your best piece of trash.
He's an old-timey hobo.
Yeah, he's an old-timey guy.
Yeah, old-timey
old
hobo.
Old white guy, yeah. He hops on a train, a boxcar train.
Exactly.
With the thing.
He's a leg missing for some reason.
Yeah.
He wasn't even in a war.
Is that the last BBC?
I think we have one more.
Let's see it.
Aaron Taylor. Anaheim, 6'2".
Wow.
He says, full sack.
What does that mean?
Full sack. He's I think he's got a full sack.
Yeah, it's filled with other things.
Credit score 580. Not great.
Not great.
2001 Jeep Grand Cherokee. He met Bobby Lee in a 7-Eleven.
Okay, that's where I meet my black guys.
At 7-Eleven.
Yeah, every time.
There he is with his mom.
Oh, great.
Oh, he's cute.
He's so cute.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh.
Like we're surprised he can do that. I would expect that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he loves sunsets.
That one,
that's
like
a good
honey. Beach.
That's great. He loves sunsets.
How old is he?
He looks like he's.
This one's from 5 years ago.
So, right.
It's okay. Give me another one.
That's it. But we do. He left some of his music in here.
They all leave their music.
I'm like in the ocean, like Avatar style. I'm swimming with those. Yeah. There's a mermaid. No, that's not. Oh, it's my lover.
Hey.
It's my lover. I'm blue in the ocean.
Flying through the ocean, I'm blue.
Factor.
Summer is here.
I'm a summer boy.
More sun, more light, more time to do all the things that make summer so special.
And the number one thing that you don't want to be doing all summer, spending hours cooking inside. Bobby and I hate cooking inside. We want to be on the pool together in our floaties. That's where Factor comes in. Factor's chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals are ready in just 2 minutes. 2 minutes. As long as you last in the bedroom, that's how long it takes to get your meal ready, taking the hassle out of eating well.
Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat. I love them, Andrew. They're so delicious.
They are.
Perfect for any active lifestyle over summer and beyond.
With 45 weekly menu options, you pick from gourmet meals that fit your summer gains and goals. Choose from options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and much, much more. They are so very good. If you never tried Factor, it's quick, easy, and delicious.
Enjoy more this summer. Get Factor if you want all the flavor and none of the fuss.
Get started at factormeals.com/badfriends50off and use code badfriends50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
That's code BADFRIENDS50OFF at factormeals.com/badfriends50off for 50% off plus free shipping.
Factormeals.com/badfriends50off.
Talk space. You know what? My dad used to beat me.
I know that.
I had a lot of trauma growing up. Mm-hmm. And I went to the best place to get therapy, which is Talkspace.
Yeah.
It's really good. It can be challenging to find and meet with a therapist that's not the right fit. Can you agree with that?
Yeah. Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, makes getting the help you need easy, accessible, and affordable. Talkspace therapy and psychiatry are covered by many insurance plans and employers, including TRICARE for active duty veterans and their dependents. Most insured members have a $0 copay. Now, Bob and I both believe in therapy. Mm-hmm. We think it's very important. And I do think people need to talk out some of their problems. You let them fester, you let them bubble up, and then what happens, Bob? Then you scream at the woman at Ralph's.
Exactly.
And then you end up on the news.
Yeah.
And you can easily sign up online. Get paired with a licensed provider that's the right fit for your needs. Typically within 48 hours, you can also switch providers at no extra cost.
Talkspace makes getting help convenient because you can take your appointments from the comfort and privacy of your own home.
That's right. You can take it from your car,
yeah,
from your bathtub, from your rooftop, from the street corner, from your buddy's house. Whatever you want. You can even talk it out between sessions, sending messages to your therapist. And Talkspace provides personalized treatment for individuals, couples, LGBTQIA plus community, veterans, and teens. Everybody under the sun this summer.
As a listener of our podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/badfriends and enter promo code SPACE80.
That's SPACE80, that's SPACE80 to match with a licensed therapist today. Go to Talkspace.com/badfriends, enter the promo code SPACE80.
Chime! Banking is easier now.
And much easier
with Chime.
Chime, man.
Chime is changing the way people bank, my friend. Fee-free and smarter banking built for you.
They really do, man.
Not like old school banks that charge you overdraft and monthly fees, my friend.
Well,
built for you, not the 1%.
It's not 1%. It's built for everybody, man. And it helps you build credit history stress-free. You get paid when you say, okay, up to $500. Bank fee-free. Plus overdraft coverage you can count on. I used to overdraft all the time. When I first moved to LA, I would overdraft a lot and my bank would clip me constantly. Thanks to things like Chime now, they don't do that. So it's not going to hurt. They're not going to sting you when you're down. It's the new way to build credit history with your own money and get rewarded every single day.
No annual fees, no interest, and no strings attached. And when you get qualifying direct deposits, you get 1.5% cash back on eligible Chime card purchases.
Chime is not just smarter banking. It's the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free today.
It's just a few minutes to sign up. Head to chime.com/badfriends. That's chime.com/badfriends.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services, a secured Chime Visa credit card, and MyPay line of credit provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. MyPay eligibility requirements apply, and credit limit ranges $20 to $500. Optional services and products may have fees or charges. See chime.com/fees info. Advertised annual percentage yield with Chime Plus status only. Otherwise, 1.00% APY applies. No min balance required. Chime card on-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Results may vary. See chime.com for details and applicable terms.
That's what I came out with.
I'm flying through the ocean. I'm blue.
And that's it. Yeah.
By the way, I fucking...
Wow. I love that guy.
That beat is
great. He's my number one.
Yeah. Me too.
I think he's my number one.
By the way,
we go on a date with him?
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, we'll set it up.
The funniest part is he had the worst credit score and the oldest car, but the beat's so good, we love him.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks cute.
Just the picture, like every girl.
Yeah.
Well, he's with his mom, and I don't know who the other lady was.
But the mom is key.
But they were happy.
Yeah.
Yep.
They were really happy.
And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Are you happy?
I'm happy.
Yeah,
are you happy?
I think he looks...
Okay, good, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
This diverts the question.
You think he looks what?
I think he looks a lot like...
Kendrick Lamar.
Our brother.
Okay.
He looks like your brother?
What?
Yeah, you don't see it?
No.
No.
Really? Gross. No, I'm just saying he just looks a lot like our brother.
Yeah, but don't say that.
Okay, yeah, don't say that.
He reminds me of my brother.
Okay, anyway.
He doesn't follow the Bad Friends account, so we can't call him. But if he wants to call...
Oh, that's nice, too, that he doesn't follow.
And he's not a fan.
You don't want...
What are you trying to do here? She's a wedge. She doesn't want it to happen. Do you see that?
Swimming in the ocean. I'm blue. Swimming in the ocean. I'm blue.
I'm Avatar.
Swimming in the ocean. I'm blue. Blue.
Swimming toward my lover. I like it. I like it. No. Swimming toward my lover. I do.
I do.
Okay.
We liked him.
We like him a lot.
Too bad we can't call you.
You can't call you, guy. So I feel like you're a wedge. I feel like you're being more picky than her.
Well, yeah.
Why?
Why?
Because I'm the sister.
Yeah, but what do you give a shit?
Yeah, you don't even live here.
Yeah.
No, but I call her.
All the time.
Yeah, how long? So when you're in the Philippines, how many days a week do you guys call?
We never call.
Like months will go by?
Yeah.
It's just texting.
Just text.
But you text every day?
No.
Like once a week?
No.
Once a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting about siblings. Like, how often do you talk to your brother?
Like, once a month.
I call my sister today. I do think we've connected more as our parents have gotten older.
Yeah.
That is a big piece of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I used to hate Issa.
Mm-hmm.
You used to hate her?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I was just annoyed at her. Like, I would just beat her up and just...
You can't beat her up anymore?
Not anymore.
Because you're stronger than her, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you guys fight so bad.
Mm-hmm. So, Issa, do you have a high school love? When you're in high school still,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You have a senior next year?
No, I'm a junior next year.
At 17?
No, because I had to repeat a grade.
Why?
Which one?
I had to repeat 7th grade.
Why?
Because I was depressed.
A, B, C, D.
I wasn't okay. dumb. I wasn't dumb, guys.
Hey.
Yeah.
You're being mean.
I am?
Yeah.
You're being mean.
All right, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I was just seeing if you could finish it.
Say sorry.
Can you finish it? A, B, okay.
No, you have to say sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Issa.
You were depressed?
Yeah. I was really depressed.
It was your emo stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you.
So you never went to school?
Yeah, well,
I stopped for a year.
Yeah, I went to school for like half of the school year. And my school was like, it was mental health month. And then we were doing this forum thing. And I was like, oh, I'm going to answer it properly. So I answered it properly, and then they called my parents.
And said what?
They're like, oh, you need to get your daughter out of school.
Oh, because it was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
What were you, I mean, sometimes we talk about serious things. I was just wondering, like, I mean, are you through all that hardship?
Yeah.
And that, okay, what happened? Did you go to therapy? I mean, what happened?
Yeah, I went to therapy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was on antidepressants.
Which one?
I don't know, I forgot. But I forgot that, I mean, I remember that it was a lot.
I was on it. Mm. I took them for a while.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Because your parents are, you know, I know your mother well. Your father's a lawyer.
Judge.
A judge? Oh, fuck.
Huge difference.
He was a lawyer when I met him, no?
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know he upgraded to judge. He's a judge now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So your father's a judge, and you just have good genes? Mm-hmm. You mean, because your mother is hilarious.
She's crazy.
And crazy and fun.
We love her.
We love her. And I love your dad. He's very stoic, mm-hmm. you know? So you have good, you know, family, right? You have a beautiful sister and two brothers, and you have a dog at home?
I have a lot of dogs at home.
How many?
I have six. No, seven.
Seven dogs. Holy shit.
That's a lot. Any of them fat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know those dogs or no?
I grew up with two of the, three of the dogs, but then when I left, they got more.
It's too many dogs.
It's way too many.
I mean, it's too many dogs. Yeah. What's the max dog? Three?
In America?
Yeah.
The most pets you can have, I think, is three or four in California.
Well, no. Three is number of dogs. Four is number of combo pet to me. You can have as many as you want.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Los Angeles County legal limit for dog household is four.
Yeah.
All right, but that's what I'm saying. But to me, three is the most dogs you should have. And if you have a cat, that's it. Four, you're done. Four animals and you're done.
Mm, we have five.
I'm going to call the cops.
Yeah.
The legal limit for the number of dogs you hold in this household in Chicago is five. Illinois is five.
Wow.
Good way to go, Chicago.
Let me ask you ladies something real quick just about our house. You know, how long does cat vomit need to sit before you clean it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what's the timeline?
Yeah, what's the timeline? Because, you know, you've been doing 3 or 4 days now, and are you waiting for it to harden or what?
Have you seen the house? It's clean. We cleaned it last night.
Is that how you talk to it?
Exactly.
Oh my God.
That's exactly what it is.
That's insane.
Yeah, I don't charge rent.
Right.
All right?
5,000
I provide
pesos.
Them whatever they fucking want, right? And that's the way they talk to me, dude.
I'm just saying, why are you complaining? There's no mess.
Okay, mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that for 2 days, there was the cat vomit by my bedroom door.
How
what?
You can't clean it?
Oh, here we go.
I
know.
It's gotten out of control.
It's bad.
It's really bad.
It's so bad, dude.
Because aren't they your cats too?
God, I'm so angry. I can't control myself. Oh my God. So, you know, I don't want to get rageful right now. And I
do. I want you to.
You really do?
Yeah, because okay, she's pushing all your buttons.
All right, so. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop. Okay, here we go. All right. So number one, right?
Yeah.
When you were in high school, right?
Okay.
All right. How long did you live in my house?
Like 3 years.
Yeah. Did you pay any rent?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's big.
That's huge.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever we go out and eat, right? Do I pay every meal?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever picked up a tab?
No.
Yeah. Did I invite you to be a part of one of the biggest podcasts on planet Earth?
Oh. That's right.
I think Tito Andrew did.
Ooh.
I did.
That makes, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I did. But that being said,
yeah, yeah,
you're my partner, so we did together.
Yeah, yeah. Beep, boop, boop, beep.
Ba, ba, ba,
okay, all right.
Buttons.
So, all right. Okay, all right.
How is this relevant, though?
Wow.
Wow. You know what I mean? I'm just asking, right?
Yeah.
I'm just asking, can you please...
Because talking about cats and their vomit.
Yeah, yeah. Can you please, when you see it, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I've been so generous and open, yeah, right? Yeah. Then maybe clean it fast.
I do clean it, but...
You let it dry for 2 weeks.
Yeah, because you have to let it dry because I don't want to get it when it's wet. It's gross. So
how often do cats throw up?
A lot.
Our cats throw up a lot.
A lot.
Why is that?
I overfeed them.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So it's mainly your fault. So you...
What? what? Giggly? What's
up? I think you need to start from where the problem is.
Where's the problem?
To Bobby.
You overfeed the cats.
Heavy.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, pop, boop, 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 boop. So many buttons you guys are pushing.
Yeah. What are you talking about? No, I want to say something, okay? And yes, Gobi and Julio, they're getting fat. Why?
Because of you.
No, wow.
Yeah. Why?
You feed them a whole chicken.
I know.
From Zanku?
No, not from Zanku.
What is it?
From Kismet Rotary Chicken.
Oh, Kismet Rotisserie?
Rotisserie, yeah.
Oh, delicious.
One of the best, right?
Yeah, it's delicious.
I buy them a whole chicken.
Yeah, sure.
And I feed that to them.
Doesn't that make
right?
sense?
I'm the bad guy?
But then Atikalai said you can't feed them that.
Yeah, we're co-owners.
Yeah,
right?
Cool.
Why does she trump what I have to fucking, what I do?
Yeah.
I'm so mad I can't even talk, dude. All right. Why? How come it's 50-50, right?
Yeah.
Because it's Atikalai.
Yeah, it's what? She's the empress?
Yeah.
No, she's not. I'm the king.
They both said yes at the same time.
I know.
Do you
I
not
know.
Respect him at all as the king?
He's not the king.
Wow, dude. Wow, dude.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, boop, boop.
What are you talking about?
Atikalai is like the king and you're like...
I'm like what?
She's the king.
Yeah.
Okay, so what am I... In Games of Thrones... You saw Games of Thrones, right?
Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
No, it's called Games of Thrones. Here on Bad Friends, it's Games of Thrones.
All right, you saw Game of Thrones, right? Yeah. Who am I in Games of Thrones?
You're like, who's that... the Cersei's son...
Oh yeah,
Joffrey.
Yeah,
Joffrey. I'm Joffrey.
All talk, but yeah. Then it's Cersei's.
No bite. All bite.
Yeah, no bite.
No bite.
You think that's Bobby?
That's
Lee?
Me, the evil one. Okay, and who's Kalila then in it?
I guess Cersei.
She's wow. Cersei. You're right. She's evil as well. Probably worse.
Significantly. Yeah.
You know what I am, dude? In that world, Jon Snow. Yeah.
Jon Snow.
You're Jon Snow.
I'm the Snow.
I'm Tyrion Lannister.
There it is.
Yeah. Yes, the little guy. Are.
That makes sense.
Really good advice.
Yeah.
I'm the hand.
Wise,
the king.
Smart,
yeah,
helpful.
Yeah.
And by the way.
Hot.
Tyrion Lannister?
Yeah.
You think Peter Dinklage is hot?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's you would date Peter Dinklage?
No, who is that?
That's Andreas for sure.
No, that's Bobby.
You think that's Bobby?
Yeah, that's Andreas for sure. You're not right.
You're trying to put that up. You're trying to say that's him.
No. They say it.
No. You say
I just...
Dude.
I try...
Beep, boop, 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 beep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's you, dude. And then, you know who Carlos is? Ramsay Bolton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're Ramsay Bolton.
Oh.
Yeah.
The crack addict?
Mm-hmm.
Ramsay, you are.
Yeah,
who's
you're
McCone?
I already know where he is because I rewatched the series.
Who is...
I went from 1 to 8 again.
You did?
Yeah.
Who is he?
He's fucking the baker.
Oh, the fat kid.
The fat baker kid. Yeah. Just not like an NPC, not really in the show. You know what I mean? That's you, dude. Like, what's his name?
You know, he has night terrors.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's you, McCone.
Let's hear. Can you do an English accent?
What should I say?
Pretty good, dude.
But be a baker.
Yeah. We're at a bakery.
Oh, Bobby, you're back again.
Okay, we're at a bakery. That's pretty good. We're at a bakery.
We're at a bakery. Bing ding ding.
Hello, sir.
Oh, hello.
What do you have fresh?
We've got some fresh buns right here for you.
What kind of buns?
Grain buns.
Honey, they have grain buns here.
I don't like this guy's grain buns.
The grain buns are fucking disgusting.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
What else have you got?
Yeah, what else do you got?
We got a croissant.
Oh, we love France.
Bullshit.
Show us the croissant.
I only have grain buns. Yeah. I don't. I was lying.
Our English kids. What does our English kids want? Hello.
What do you two want to eat?
Yeah. What do you want? Order from the man.
Go on.
I don't want them grain buns.
Well, her accent is there, and our other daughter, who's a little eccentric. You know what I mean? And got the tism.
You want grain buns or not?
Yeah, do you want grain buns or not?
Do you guys have an English muffin?
She's our oldest one is.
Yeah, she went to boarding school.
Sorry, lads.
Yeah.
All right, outside with you.
Outside.
Way outside.
Yeah. Excuse us.
So funny. That's actually pretty good. Yours was actually really
good. Very good. Yeah. Why didn't you try?
I
I can't do accents.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you've done them on the show.
You've done it on the show before.
Maybe you should come to London with us. You don't want to.
No. He needs a visa too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
No, rain on the fucking parade.
Rain on the parade, dude. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Just trying to have a good.
Pretty good English accent, McCone.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not bad. Have you heard Carlos do it?
It's pretty good, right?
Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Shagadelic, baby.
I hate it so much.
Andreas, you do one.
I can't even do an American one.
Let's hear an American accent.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What's up, man? Welcome to the Trump store.
Say, hey, welcome to the Trump store. Yeah. Say that.
Hey, welcome to
fire.
Say it again. Hey, what store is this?
What store is this? Oh, welcome to the Trump store.
What?
Dude.
Welcome to the Trump store.
This is the only job you could get.
Yeah, yeah.
You realize that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be careful, because this is the only fucking job you're going to have
in
America.
Honey, what a beautiful store.
I love this store.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I've always wanted a Trump poncho.
Well, let's get you one.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me, sir?
Yep. What up?
Yes. Do you have Trump ponchos?
Do you have ponchos here?
That's all we have.
What?
All we have ponchos.
Are you? You don't sound like you're from here.
Are you from here? Where were you born, man?
In Louisiana.
Really?
What part?
Baton Rouge.
What?
He said Vato Ouge.
Vato Ouge?
Yeah, where's Vato Ouge? In Louisiana? Is that New Orleans?
Yeah, where is that?
Yeah, where is it?
Close to New Orleans.
Okay.
Los Alcalanos.
Sir, you're fired.
You're fired, dude.
Get this guy out.
Yeah, yeah. Call ICE. Call ICE.
Call ICE now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You do realize that you literally could work no other job with us. Like, this is the only one.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Exactly. Yeah.
Without us, where would he be?
I don't know.
You know where I tried to go last night?
Oh, tell me.
I waited in line and we couldn't get in?
What?
Jumbo's.
What?
Clown Room.
I haven't been in so many years.
Who'd you go with?
Well, we didn't go. We never got in. We walked in line.
Wow.
My buddy, you know Sean Malto?
Yeah.
Yeah. Malto and I were going to go with our ladies and my cousin and nothing. We walked. It used to be you could walk in. Pull up Jumbo's. One of my favorite. You used to be able to walk in. There was a huge line. It sucked. And so we left. This place is the best.
It's the best. I've been watching a lot of Sean videos.
Malto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so talented.
No, we love him.
Yeah.
He's the man.
David Lynch claimed he wrote Mulholland Drive at Jumbo's.
Shut the fuck up.
That's amazing.
Is that a real story? Mm-hmm. He wrote Mulholland Drive at Jumbo's?
Oh, Blue Velvet.
Reportedly wrote the screenplay for Blue Velvet at Jumbo's Clown Room.
Better movie, I thought.
Even better, yeah.
Blue Velvet's so good.
I know, but I loved Mulholland Drive.
Me too.
Such a good movie.
But Dennis Hopper and Blue Velvet, what a creep.
It's a great movie. I'm just saying, when he said, I love...
You guys like David Lynch?
I don't know.
They have no idea who that is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You never heard of David Lynch?
Oh. Well, how could she?
I don't want to get in this argument.
How could she know?
I just don't want to get into this.
She's wearing a shirt of a band she doesn't even know.
I know.
Think she knows.
I know.
Actually, she didn't know Santeria.
He didn't know Santeria. Yeah, he was a very it's a one of a kind director. When you watch a David Lynch movie, you immediately know it's him.
Style.
What are his like popular movies?
Blue Velvet, Elephant Man.
That Gen Z would know.
That's the problem.
That's the problem, no.
Well, they would know Twin Peaks because Twin Peaks they remade into a show.
Yeah.
You guys know Twin Peaks?
Laura Palmer.
There's a new show. When was the new Twin Peaks out?
2017.
Yeah, it's not that long ago.
You know that alien baby I have in the living room? I don't know if you've seen him. That's from Eraserhead.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a very big fan.
You guys wouldn't know any of this stuff.
Yeah.
But he's
And the Coen brothers you don't know.
Coen, no.
No. Wow, it's crazy.
Well.
What do you mean, what?
Well, it's like
they're not film fans.
Well, their generation
You know what they were watching the other day? Oh my God, it was driving me crazy.
Oh my.
Yeah, yeah. They don't know this, right? But they're watching some sort of like.
Overcompensating.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a TV show?
It's some Gen Z story. Yeah, and they're laughing.
It's a movie or a TV show?
Yeah.
TV show. Yeah. But we were watching an episode with Bowen Yang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his podcast host and Tito Bobby got so mad.
No, yeah. No, I didn't.
I get that.
Yeah, you
That's
did.
Insane. That's insane.
Yeah, you did.
Look, I'm a big Bowen.
I bet you got mad.
No, okay.
Hold on. Let me see the show. What is the show about?
It's about this gay guy.
No.
That's too controversial for me.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
A new Gen Z show about a gay guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And where is it on? Prime? Amazon Prime?
Amazon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so funny.
It's a good show.
So it's about a gay guy.
Yeah, but he's still in the closet and he's just trying to figure out. He's already in college and he's like trying to figure out how to come out.
Coming of the age.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so fun.
What are you concerned about, honey?
You should watch it.
Honey, what are you with these kids today?
This,
what,
once again, this is Hollywood pushing a gay narrative to the world, dude. Making everybody gay, dude.
Is that guy gay?
Yeah.
That guy gay? Is that dude gay?
Yeah.
So it's about him coming out. Mm-hmm. Does he ever come out?
He does.
Yeah.
In the first season?
Mm-hmm.
Really blowing their load there, huh? Mm. Jumping the shark.
It's a big show, though. Big popular show.
People must love it, I bet.
Yeah, they must love it. Yeah. I think you and I.
Gen Z
I
loves
think, Andrew, I think we're out of touch.
No, I wouldn't say.
Yeah, I think we are.
I wouldn't say we're out of touch. I'd say we are.
We're stuck in the past.
I feel like Andrew is more open, though, than you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's going to. Beep, boop, 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 beep,
boop, boop, beep, beep. What do you mean?
Because you got so mad, you told us never to mention Bo and Yang.
All right, cut all that out.
Don't cut that out. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I love him. I'm a big fan of his.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, first of all, we're leaving that in. And let me tell you why.
Why?
Because you can then be honest. That doesn't mean you don't like Bo and Yang. It just means you're a little jealous. And that's okay.
I'm jealous of his career.
That's what I'm fucking
He's
saying.
He's in Wicked. He's in everything. I never got that. And that's out of jealousy.
That's
and I'm a bitch.
You're not a
bitch. I'm a loser.
You're not a loser.
And I'll kill myself.
No, please don't.
Okay, is that what you want?
This is what you fucking did. Look what you guys did.
Bo and Yang or death?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Choose. Look at him. He's the future.
Wait a minute. Choose. Those are the same things. Wait. Bo and Yang would be death for you. So it's either Bo and Yang or you.
No.
You said Bo and Yang or death.
Choose Bo and Yang or my death.
Choose Bo and Yang or his death.
Yeah. He's super talented. He's the right guy for the right time.
Is he spitting in that man's mouth?
Yeah. And he's
I don't think I'm going to watch that show.
I love him.
I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Okay, so don't say that. I didn't mean it in that way. Okay. Yeah, but you,
you
said,
guys have been stirring
but you
the
seem
pot.
To, but you seem to think, you said to me, and I'm going to say this now, I'm going to call you out, dude.
What?
Like, to get you riled up.
Give it to
she
me.
She said, Bo and Yang has a bigger podcast than ours.
There are numbers to support that's not true, fucking all.
Wait, what?
There are numbers to support that's not true at all.
Is that true? Because I feel like maybe it is.
No way.
What's the name of their show?
They just get a lot of like just, the A-list celebrities that I know of.
No, you know what it really is?
What?
What it is
I'll tell you what.
It's sabotage.
It's sabotage.
Yeah.
What did that just say?
Yeah.
Oh, when I asked AI if Bad Friends was a show for Gen Z.
Yes, it's a popular show with Gen Z. The Bad Friends podcast featuring Theo Vaughn and Bobby Lee. Great.
Great. I'm sorry.
Beep, boop, 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 beep. Why do you guys always pick on Bobby, do you think?
We don't pick on him.
They don't fuck with me at all. They don't say hi.
They don't fuck with you at all.
Yeah, they don't say hi. They don't do nothing. If I'm upstairs, they're not upstairs.
Hi.
Yeah.
You just wake up at 4 p.m.
Okay, that's my lifestyle. Not. Let me ask you something, right? When's the last time you give me a hug?
You don't like hugs.
I do love hugs.
He does from you. He says he does. He only likes hugs from people he trusts.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yes, he doesn't want a hug from
There's no right? high five. There's no, you know what I mean? It's like, hey. Good morning. Hi.
I said good morning to the mom.
And she'll go say something like, the dogs are fat. I'm like, what? Right?
No, we are nice to you.
No.
We feel more comfortable with you than like.
Than like who?
I don't want to say.
Other people in the family.
Yeah.
I see.
Like a couple of days ago when you were leaving, I was like, oh, be safe. You didn't even say anything back. You were like, oh, thanks.
That is very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
You don't think that's sweet for her to say be safe?
That's not how she said it.
How'd you say it?
No,
be safe.
That's not what.
I'm like, what, dude? That's fucking rude.
No, but that's nicer because then I would be like, I'd be devastated if you weren't safe.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I honestly believe if I died, you wouldn't cry.
I would cry.
What do you guys call each other? What's your nickname for each
other? You have a nickname? Yeah.
I used to call her Bilat, which means pussy.
Oh
that's very nice. Good. What a good term.
That's nice. That's sweet.
Yeah,
that's sister really sweet. Love.
Yeah, sister.
What did you call her?
I didn't call her this, but people used to call her this because she was like the tallest one.
Yeah.
Like in our place.
Brown.
She was she was called Agda.
Which is also called Kapri.
Mm-hmm.
What's Agda mean?
It's also like Kapri.
Agda is Kapri. It's the same as the tree man.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, so you're the tree man. Yeah. You know what? You know who you are in the fucking Game of Thrones?
What?
The three-eyed raven. What's his kid's name?
Oh.
Bart, or no, Branson. Bran. Yeah, you're the three-eyed raven, dude.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what was the first word? Not copper, the bog duck? What is it?
Agda.
What does that mean?
Just the same.
Just the same thing.
It's like interchangeable. Mm-hmm.
Why do they have two names?
I don't know.
I think kapre is for Tagalog, and then agda is for Bisaya. Yeah.
This whole fucking country is confused.
I know.
They got different languages with the same. They have the same mythical creature, but called something else.
Yeah. Well, we have it.
What? Bigfoot is also known as Sasquatch. They are one and the same.
Yeah. So they, yeah, you can have called two different things. I've never met. Have you ever seen a real Bigfoot or no?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Where?
I was in Pocatello.
Oh, yeah, that story. I remember. Tell it, please.
You guys know Pocatello?
Remember? Okay, let's say we're in a campfire. And we have marshmallows. Mm. And we have tents set up. It's midnight. And this old-timey, you know what I mean, man approaches the campfire.
Hello there, lady.
Exactly.
Hello there, young.
Where'd you come from, sir?
Chinese boy. I'm from way out yonder.
Yes.
Where did you come from?
Oh, we're just, you know, my family, me and my daughters were camping here.
Where did you Yosemite. Guys, where have you come from?
We came just from the big city of Los Angeles, sir.
I mean, before that, where are you from?
Right. We're all from Cleveland.
Really?
Originally, yes.
You don't look like Clevelanders.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of sun we got. You know what I mean? We're field workers.
Well, next time wear sunglasses, your eyes won't end up like that.
Already. Get the fuck out of here, man.
What?
Yeah. You keep here to tell a story.
I came with guns. Right.
So you're going to tell
Listen
us.
Listen here.
Tell us a story.
I came here with guns.
Are yeah. you a part of the KKK?
Part of it. I'm the whole damn thing.
I'm K. KK is down the fucking street. All right.
Kanye, come here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I saw myself some Sasquatch one time. You ever seen him?
No.
Big man. Beautiful man.
Yeah?
I was walking through Pocatello.
Pocatello? Where is that, sir?
Idaho.
Oh.
Fixing myself to get myself a sarsaparilla. I wandered around for hours and hours.
Wow.
Didn't find anywhere to wet my whistle.
Anyway, sir, it's bedtime. Yeah, girls go to sleep.
Oh, you'll want to stay up for this.
All right, well, I guess stay up. Sir.
Right.
Yeah.
So nowhere would wet my whistle.
What's wet my whistle?
Honey, sweetie, don't ask that question. Oh. Yeah, all right. Sir, come on, they're kids.
I wanted to wet my whistle.
Okay. An actual whistle. You know, they wet the tip so they blow on it.
Oh, I was looking for a hooker to give me some head. I couldn't find a girl.
Okay, sir, that's enough. The negative... We have an early morning. We're going to go fishing.
They're going to hear it from me or somewhere else.
Okay. Anyway, guys, you know, we love whistles, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tweet, tweet.
So here I was.
Okay.
Strolling around Pocatello.
Yeah.
Looking for somewhere to wet my whistle. I didn't find it.
Sir, okay.
But I sat on the curb.
Yeah.
And thought to myself, well, this thing ain't going to beat itself. So I pulled my pants down.
Sweet.
And I started whapping my wiener against my legs.
Okay.
That's the Sasquatch call, you know.
We can imagine the sound effects are... Okay.
Here, listen. I'll do it right now. Here. Girls, listen up.
Yeah.
Listen up, girls.
Yeah.
And of course, here comes Sasquatch.
Yeah.
He loves it. He's hungry for it.
What is that? Is that him... Is his penis rubbing against his legs?
That's his penis against his legs.
I see.
I make that noise, he recalls.
Yeah. Some would think he was walking, but he wasn't.
Oh, no, that's just his penis.
Yeah. Okay, clanking against his big old hairy legs. Yeah. And you're still doing yours, sir?
Yeah, we're communicating.
Yeah, you're communicating that way. Okay.
And his goes...
Yeah. And what does your sound like, sir? Yeah. Okay.
Is that how you call a Sasquatch?
That's how you call him. Yeah. He came.
Anyway, good night.
Anyway,
good night, sir.
Good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight. Sleep tight, girls.
Wow.
By the way, sir. That is a Sasquatch call. You know that? You know they say if you're naked in the woods, he'll appear. If you have clothes on, he won't be there.
Yeah, I've done it before. He doesn't appear.
Really?
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
That is what they say. Attract Sasquatch. Leave gifts, make noise.
Mm.
Does Get Naked's not on there? Those fellas at school tricked me.
Yeah. It's not on.
Can I tell you a street joke? Can I tell you a Gilbert Gottfried street joke?
I love it.
And can I do it like Gilbert? Because rest in peace, one of the greatest of all time. You're going to like this, girls.
All right, but honestly, ladies, girls, if you don't laugh, if it's not funny.
Okay.
All right, so let's go straight face. All go straight face. Don't even smile unless it's funny.
That's right.
It's okay. Ready? Here we go. No, don't. You're smiling now.
Stop.
You're smiling now.
This is a Gilbert Gottfried's joke.
Two Jewish men in a park. The one Jewish guy says, I'm so old. I'm so old. I'm so old. The other guy says, you're not that old. Yes, I am. You don't even know how old I am. He goes, I bet you I can tell you how old you are. How? He says, take off your pants. He goes, I'm not taking off my pants. I'm in the park. Take them off. So he does. Then he says, now take off your underwear. He says, I'm not taking off my underwear. I'm in the park. He says, take them off. He does. Then he says, bend over and stick your thumb right in your asshole. I'm not sticking my thumb in my asshole. We're at the park. Just do it. And he does. And the other man says, you're 95. And he pulls his thumb out of his ass and says, how did you know that? He said, you told me yesterday.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Technik, die bewegt. Design, das begeistert. Erlebe Elektromobilität in neuem Licht. Mit dem neuen innovativen Kia EV4 und dem neuen geräumigen SUV Kia EV5. Entdecke beide vollelektrischen Modelle ab 17. Januar bei uns. Kia. Movement that inspires.